Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Doug Peterson Day here at WIP Radio. And we are very proud to be able to honor, I'm going to just say this out because I didn't even realize it till after yesterday's show. We are honoring today the coach or manager in this city that I personally like the most in the past 31 years. It's my anniversary today, too.
Happy 30, anniversary.
31 years of doing this show.
Cool.
And the man I like the most of all the coaches and managers, Mr. Doug Peterson. Cool. And you know why, Al? Because almost all the other ones I hated.
I believe the feeling was mutual.
You ain't that true. Billy King is in the house today. Hi, Billy.
Good morning.
We are going to honor Doug Peterson, but that isn't all we're going to do. We're going to cover all of it today. In fact, we are going to discuss a Flyers victory last night, because that man now, Alain Vigneault, he is currently the best coach working in the city.
Longest tenured.
Is he really? He's the longest tenured?
Oh, yeah.
This is second year.
Yeah.
Girardi, good manager, but Vigneault's shown me a little more so far. Doc has just been here a week and a half. He hasn't been here that long.
And the Eagles don't have anybody.
And the Eagles don't have anybody now, but they had my favorite in three decades. And here's the thing. Look, I've been doing this show long enough to know you don't start the show by getting your audience to cry, but you're going to cry. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to cry right now. Because the great staff here at WIP put together a montage of Doug's rise and the great moments of the time he was here. And I'm not lying. I was misty-eyed. It's so amazing that all this happened in 5 years and that he had this epic run like no coach has ever had in this city, and how it was the greatest moment of our lives as fans in this city. So I'm going to start it right now so you get a real feel for this. Here are the highlights of Doug Peterson's time here in Philly.
I'd like to welcome back Doug Peterson and introduce him as the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I understand the culture and the passion of Philadelphia. I get it. I experienced that as a quarterback in 1999. I experienced that firsthand.
The Eagles launched the Doug Peterson era with rookie quarterback Carson Wentz.
Not where we want to be. Year from now, we're playing in January. You got to start thinking about it right now. All of us, we get better. We started with family, we're going to end with family. Family on three. One, two, three, family.
Listen, sky is the freaking limit for this football team. I've never been around a group of men that love each other the way you do. And you never quit. And it started last year. You're learning how to finish football games. And it's going to carry us the entire season.
I love ice cream.
Oh, man, we're going to Minneapolis, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl.
I cannot tell you from the bottom of my heart, I love every one of you, coaches, players, personnel, the entire organization. We are not done
yet.
We got one more football game to play this season, okay? We play this game to play on the world's biggest stage.
Right.
You're going to the Super Bowl, man! Let's go! I told y'all before the game you were built for this.
You want Philly, Philly?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
And what I tell you on Wednesday, we will what? Win the game.
The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you.
On the line right now with us is the Super Bowl winning coach from the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson.
I think this is such a great reflection of the city of Philadelphia.
Starting with today, just win today and then win tomorrow and try to go 1-0 each week.
Let's go, offense! Pull your head out of your ass!
I mean, this guy's a stud.
We'll continue to grow his package.
I was proud of him. Proud of him for winning the world championship. That's a great thing. So
I told the team it just takes a little bit of belief.
Doug, I fully understand.
I'm pissed off, Angelo.
You know, belief in themselves.
Go.
Trust the process. I'm just so proud of the guys.
And I'm going to tell you something. I got the best players in the world.
I'm like a fat man on a seesaw.
I'm not the smartest guy.
All right, let's regroup here.
Start over, please.
If you're not feeling a little something now, then you might not be awake yet. Because that's, Rhea, is that not, does that not bring you back to the greatest moments of our lives as sports fans?
And how remarkable it was.
And how remarkable it was. So he was the coach or manager I liked the most. And what happened to him was the biggest injustice in the time I've been here.
Well, it makes you dislike Carson Wentz
100
that much
times
more.
Over. And believe me, we will explore that today. But, Billy, we have your great expertise here. Can we now say this soon after it happened that it was a grave injustice that Doug Peterson, after one bad year, he made the playoffs the 2 years after that great run. And then he has a bad year because apparently there's an issue with the quarterback that can't be resolved, and he gets fired. Is that an injustice to you?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
So help me to at least cope with the fact that part of Doug's legacy is he got screwed at the end by management that should have looked at things differently.
You know, in listening to that, Doug was very confident at the beginning, even when we were in Super Bowl, when he spoke. And I thought this year that confidence sort of waned. Like, it was almost like he didn't have the support of management and ownership behind him. So when he spoke with he wasn't sure about himself. And I think that went to the players, and I think the team played that way.
But why? Why did he suddenly have less faith?
Well, I think it's probably at times when you're in management, you're meeting with coaches, there's disagreements, and so they leave meetings not on the same page.
I think it was the relationship with Wentz. He had to rely on Wentz, and suddenly Wentz checked out.
Well, but that's where if ownership and management gives him, hey, this is your team. If he's not going to do what you want, then you've got to make the changes, and we'll back you 100%. So I don't know if they did or didn't, but it just didn't seem like Doug just felt like this season it was just a struggle for him every day, and he wasn't enjoying it.
All right, let me start with the best thing about Doug Peterson. And there's no doubt in my mind, I've gotten to see a lot of these people in 31 years. His bond with this city, his connection with the fan base was phenomenal from day one. I guess, you know, Al, he was a backup quarterback here with McNabb when they first started. And I guess he got to really understand the city.
Yeah.
But this guy, just think of this, Al, in all the history of sports in this town, how many times did any coach get chanted by the fans his name? Joe, play this. Doug. I never remember it. Larry Brown was a good coach. Nobody ever chanted for Larry Brown.
No.
this guy.
They chanted for him to leave, I think.
And the thing was, you heard during that montage when we had him on after they won the Super Bowl. His first instinct was to say how thrilled he was for this city that it waited so long for that moment. He understood as it was happening the gravity of what it meant to win a Super Bowl in this city. That was the greatest thing about him. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Al. If you go back to the rally and the parade and things that happened that day and the stuff said right after it, the idea that 3 years later he would not be here is unimaginable.
Well, after making playoffs,
right? Unimaginable. Could you ever, honestly, in that moment, if they had not made the playoffs the next 2 years, if they had just flopped, even then, 3 years after, I'm not sure you wouldn't give them one more year.
If you had made the playoffs for three straight years, everybody
I could
look at it and go, yeah, I'm fine.
Depends how that happened. It might have. Like, this was a COVID year. This wasn't year. This is horrible what happened. As time goes by, it's 2 weeks now. I'm telling you, I'm angrier than I were when they did it. I'm angry that they did it. I'm doubly angry that the owner came out and made a horse's ass out of himself. I am angry now that they have a dog and pony show going to try to find his replacement. 15 candidates out.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. All they're doing here is exposing their own ineptitude. Well, and Doug Peterson is out there dangling. He has no job. The only job offered him, because it was so late in the game, they waited a week, was offensive coordinator of the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
That's a good job.
No, it is
not. No, it isn't.
Listen to me. You're a Super Bowl champion. You never, ever go back as an assistant. Ever. It's a joke. I am angry. Is anyone angry that this happened to Doug Peterson? Because here's the next thing I need to ask you. Because, all right, so we know that he had a great bond with the city. This is something you don't say about every coach or manager. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Great guy.
Billy, a lot of these coaches are not.
No.
I would not want to hang out with Greg Popovich. The horse is out.
Actually, you would love
No, I don't love him at all.
Seems like he can be funny when he's not mad.
I don't like, Rhea, don't ruin my narrative.
I don't have to.
He's terrible.
I disagree with you.
All right. Would I want to hang out with Andy Reid? Hell no.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly?
No.
None of them. Buddy Ryan? No.
Well,
most of them are
Kotite.
Most of them are either morons like Kotite. Or they have no social skill. They have no way to connect with people. Doug did.
Yeah.
Doug was loved in this town. So I'm begging our audience at the beginning of Doug Peterson Day. Did any of you have a brush with him? Did any of you meet him? I would love that story. I would love those stories all day of what it was like when you met a Super Bowl champion coach. Maybe it happened before he won. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I got to talk to him every week. I have no relationship with him beyond the interviews every week. But I respected him, Al. I knew that even after hideous losses, he would come on with class and character. And he did the whole time. And you can't say that about Gabe Kapler or a lot of these other horses' asses. Chip Kelly eating crunchy cereals every morning when I'm talking.
I remember that.
That was
oh,
great.
My God.
That was
Doug
awesome.
Peterson, when he knew that call was coming, he looked forward to it. And I'll get to that in
well,
a minute.
That's not true.
Well, that's the poignant end to this whole thing. But let me give you one other thing that'll make you feel sad. So they win the Super Bowl, and Doug's out there. And I know when he said this, he believed it. We all did. But it didn't. It turned out to be untrue. Listen to Doug.
I love these guys. We brought you guys a world championship. And just like Mr. Lurie said, we are not done yet. We have more to go, more to prove. This is our new norm. This is our new norm, to be playing football in February.
Billy, why did that turn out to be completely untrue?
Injuries.
Yeah. Interesting answer.
Yeah.
More than anything else, yeah. We just never had a healthy team after that.
Exactly.
All right. I want to get into that a little further later because now what's happened to the Flyers. Flyers are out 4 games, 3 injuries, right?
Yeah, another
they
one.
They lost two more
two last
night.
Night. Yeah.
Two last night. Couturier is already out.
Yeah.
4 games, 3 injuries. Yeah. Sixers one time had to play with 7 players this year, COVID and other injuries, right?
Yeah.
It's all we do is get hurt. Yeah. The Eagles led the league in injuries.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why that happened and why that toppled our real opportunity to keep going here?
Well, I think a little bit is you don't have depth. If you usually you can have injuries, but you got to have guys behind them that are developing and ready to step in and play.
Right.
And I just felt like some of the guys behind some of those starters weren't prepared to ready to play at that point in time.
All right, finally. And I got to tell you, this is hard for me. It really is. Because I did develop a great admiration for him, more so than any of the other coaches we've had on that we interviewed. But he had gone 4-11-1. He honored the contract to come on the last time to talk about what had happened.
Yeah.
And we now know, even more than we ever did when I was asking him about this, that he had a situation with Carson Wentz that would cost him his job, right? And Al, this is the last exchange I ever had with Doug Peterson, probably ever will. But he found the humor in it, and he just handled it. This is why he was a special guy. Listen. I'm curious about exactly what's going on right now with their quarterback situation. I know you got a long off season. Right now, are you envisioning a competition for the starting job at training camp?
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
And then we said goodbye.
I like that.
But Al, even that, I mean, you know, what could he say?
He couldn't say anything at that point. Because you don't know what's going to happen.
At that point, he thought he would still be there.
Yeah.
But then he started talking to Lurie and Roseman, and they started to make it sound like, well, you're going to have to kiss Wentz's ass. He's your quarterback. And then there were problems with the assistant coaches, yep. And then he didn't have a job here anymore. I lament it. I think it was bad. I think it's an injustice. And I think that man right there, in my life as a sports fan, and I'm old, all right? Billy, in my life as a sports fan, the greatest thrill I ever had was given to me by Doug Peterson and that team in 2017. I will never – I can tell you this right now because it was the first time. I will never personally experience a more thrilling thing than the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Rhea, you've been here your whole life. Did anything ever happen to you as a fan that was as thrilling as that?
No, because I got to share it with my son. So I mean, I still
and
remember.
He'll have that.
Yeah, I remember the Phillies winning the World Series in 1980 with my mom.
Yeah.
So I've never forgotten that. So it's really cool to be able to do that.
Perfect way to say it, Al. It transcends just the game. It becomes a bonding thing with your family. It's awesome stuff. And we are going to honor him today. We're going to do a lot of other stuff, too. We don't ever turn the show over one topic. But if you would love to talk about Doug, we would love to hear what you have to say, especially if you ran into him somewhere along the way, if you feel a sense of injustice right now, if you're laughing at how ridiculous this current search for a coach is, we want all that today. 215-592-9494. We also have prizes to give away today. I'll tell you how you can get on our wheel when we return. WIP Sports Time 650.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.